Our text for today is recorded in John chapter 1, beginning reading at the 29th verse. And I'll be reading from the NIV. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are an animal, what animal would you be? Oftentimes, we like to equate animals with people and their behavior. So it might be that a klutzy person would be a bull in a china shop, or a seductive woman is certainly foxy, or a soft-hearted, lovable person is a real teddy bear. Someone who talks too much is a magpie. A liar or conniver or deceiver is a snake in the grass. And you economic students, are we in a bull market or are we in a bear market right now? And if you are an economic student and if you don't know that, then you are probably a dodo bird. And if you still doubt it, you're probably just a silly goose. And that athlete on the court really was a tiger on that court, and the guy preaching before you is a dinosaur. And so it goes. We tend to equate animals with people. And in the day of John the Baptizer, it was exactly the same way. An equation of people with animals. Jesus himself referred to Herod as that fox because he was crafty and sly. So John the Baptizer, with the entire animal kingdom at his disposal, sees Jesus coming, and how does he refer to the Savior? Again, the words of our text. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Behold, the Lamb of God. What message would God the Holy Spirit have us come away with when we hear John refer to Jesus as the Lamb of God? If you think about the Old Testament, what picture comes to your mind? What Bible story when you think of Lamb? I immediately think of when the children of Israel, the Hebrews, were in bondage in Egypt for all those many years where they were slaves to Pharaoh and God had had enough. And God, through Moses, said, "Let my children go." And Pharaoh said, "No way." And God sent those destructive plagues upon the land. And the last, of course, was the most devastating. The idea was, if you are to be saved, take the blood of a lamb and put it on your doorposts and lintel. And then the angel of death will pass over you. We read from Exodus chapter 12. "The animals you choose must be year old without defect. On the 14th day of the month, they must be slaughtered. Then take some blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plagues will touch you when I strike Egypt." John the Baptist certainly had that in mind when he saw Jesus that day. Year after year after year, he had gone to Jerusalem and seen the lamb slaughtered for the Passover. Year after year after year, he had stood down in the bottom of that rift valley as the shepherds herded their yearling lambs without defect up to Jerusalem to be slaughtered. And John certainly knew that Old Testament prophecy from Exodus that instructed the priests, first thing in the morning and the last thing at night in the temple, you will slaughter a lamb. Even when there is hunger in the land, even when the city is besieged, you will slaughter a lamb at dawn and at dusk. He knew that. He knew that the lamb was there because the people would be doomed to hell and destruction without that substitutionary lamb, without that sacrifice. God was transferring, as it were, his wrath and anger on sinners onto an innocent one, and through the shedding of that blood, they were saved. It's very interesting. John was a desert man. And so you can sort of picture the sun at his back, and he's walking in this direction, and there's a rock, and he sees his shadow. And his shadow gets to that rock before he does. But eventually he does get to that rock. And so when he sees coming Jesus Christ, he realizes that there's no need for the shadow anymore. That Old Testament sacrificial system with the slaughtering and the blood of the lambs, its time has come. But now here is the real sacrifice of slaughter. And that is Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. Through Jesus' blood and merit, John the baptizer was saved. And how about us? You know, the matter is really very, very simple. We sin. And sin is such a burden on conscience and on soul that it is too heavy for us to remove. And the consequences are so oppressive that there's no way we can crawl out from under them. We are doomed to hell and damnation because of our sins. But God comes along and he lifts sin and its consequences from us, and he places it on the lamb to be slaughtered. And that is none other than Jesus Christ. Martin Luther said it this way: sin has two places only where it may rest, either upon yourself so that it hangs upon your neck, or it rests on Christ so that you are free and may be saved. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sin from us because he placed it on his Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. But before we end today, I just want to bring your attention to one very important word. I said earlier King James, and then I changed it to NIV. I want you to be thinking of two words, one in King James and one in NIV. King James says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And NIV says, "Look, the Lamb of God." John knew who Jesus was. He knew what Jesus was all about. But he still had to say to everybody around him, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God." He felt the necessity to tell not only Romans and Jews about Jesus, but he said, "This is the Lamb who takes away the sin of the whole world." Tomorrow starts Lent, Ash Wednesday. And you're going to be hearing about Jesus' blood and righteousness, how you are saved through the atoning sacrifice of your Lord. But this is not just a message for you. It's a message for the entire world. Look, the Lamb of God. And so my injunction to you is to be as bold as a lion as you share the message of Jesus Christ. And don't be sheepish about it. That Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Tell the world they need to know of Jesus. Amen. We sing our final hymn verses.
Thank you.
may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts in mind through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.